I'd like to welcome Billy Blair. She's the president of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's been quite a while. So you are, first of all, people who are working in foundations and in nonprofits right now are facing some challenges.
It's very tough times, and especially for our nonprofits. And as you probably know, foundation endowments are down. Nationwide, they're down anywhere from 30 to 35%. They're down in Santa Fe as well. There are foundations that are actually suspending funding. Funding is down from government sources. Funding is down from private individual donors. So we decided to try to do something about that at the Santa Fe Community Foundation.
How does the Santa Fe Community Foundation work in the first place?
Well, first of all, what we're doing now is a little bit an anomaly because we are endowment-based, which means that we raise funds and we use only the earnings off those funds to make grants.
So you're giving people negative grants this year?
Nope. Actually, we still have money. We will be making grants. We have our regular grant cycle this year. We anticipate making as much in grants as last year, and we hope to actually make more.
Really?
Because our payoff is based on a 12-quarter rolling average. So even though we've had these down quarters, we're still going against some very good ones.
Very interesting. So you're not really living quarter to quarter. You're looking at a much longer chunk of time.
Longer chunk of time, not hand to mouth.
Right. Very interesting. And so you make grants to people in the Santa Fe area.
To nonprofits.
To nonprofits.
We grant out to nonprofits, right.
And how do they apply or how do you pick people?
Well, they apply. We have a deadline, which this year is June 27. Everything's posted online at our website, which is santafecf.org, the guidelines. And we do site visits. We look into the financials. We interview the nonprofit. And then we rank the nonprofits and based on criteria the public has established for us, the community has established, and we make grants generally in the fall.
So you have a program that you're doing now called Community of Care, and that is to really take care of, it's a fund to take care of people who are in emergency situations of one kind or another.
That's exactly right. It's for right now, because what we recognized is that nonprofits can't wait until this fall to get grants. That there are nonprofits that are meeting urgent needs, people who are hungry, people who are homeless, people who have other just basic needs, and these nonprofits don't have the resources to serve all the people they're serving. Homelessness is up 66%.
Is that right?
At St. Elizabeth's Shelter.
Good
66%.
Heavens.
Food for Santa Fe, you may be familiar with their operation. 2 weeks ago, they usually served until 9 o'clock. They had to close at 8:30, and you know why? They ran out of bags of food.
Oh, boy.
There had been so many people driving through, and they've already increased the number of bags they make by 25%.
So it really is a clear cause and effect, basically, what's going on in New York, Wall Street, banks, and what was happening on the streets of Santa Fe. Do we know who these people are, people who are newly homeless, newly hungry? Are they people who just lost their job, lost their apartment? What's going on?
That's right. People who've actually lost their jobs, have a mortgage, who may have a mortgage that's $900, doesn't seem like much to many people. Suddenly, you have no job, you can't pay the mortgage, you can't buy food for your family. Older people who are living on fixed incomes and prices have gone up for things, and they have to decide week by week, are they going to get medicine? Are they going to get food? Are they going to pay the utility bills when it's been cold? And it has been cold this winter.
It has indeed. And so here you have a quick response. Again, how does it work? They come to the Santa Fe Community Foundation and say, here we are, help.
Well, remember, it's nonprofits we're helping, not individuals.
Right.
We fund nonprofits. But what's really interesting and exciting about this campaign, and I think that you got our email, is that correct? Is we sent an email out first 2 weeks ago to people in our database, people for whom we already had email addresses, like yourself, and we asked them to simply give $75, to give $75 now online. And so everybody who got that email could go online, click through, use an automated system, use their credit card, give $75 or whatever number they decided to give. We asked them also to forward that message to five other people. Somebody, a friend said, I got your chain letter, Billy.
Right.
Well, you know, it is a chain letter in a way, and it's what they call, we don't like to use this word, it's like viral marketing.
Right.
It's the same way MoveOn.org raised money. It's the same way Obama got a lot of people behind his campaign. And we thought that could work at that level. It could work in Santa Fe.
Now, is it working?
First week, we got $20,000. We think that's pretty remarkable.
Indeed.
And in small sums. And people who had never given through the Santa Fe Community Foundation before. And there is on each, there'll be a weekly e-blast. The first one was an appeal from me, so you get to see a 1 minute, 3 second terrible Billy Blair video. The second week, Mayor David Koss did the video for us. This week, Simon Brackley, who's the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, will be doing it. The next week, Robin Martin, who is the publisher of the New Mexican, will be doing it. And so people have a chance to see that video, to see that appeal, and also to see on that website who's already given, who's in the community of care in Santa Fe. And it was really interesting because I actually was away on vacation last week, and I came back today to check in and see what was happening, and was told by our office manager that the most visited site when people get that email is people checking in to see who else has given.
Is that right?
Because they want to see, well, you know, there's Mary Charlotte. I know her.
Right.
If it's good enough for her, I'm going to give too. And people have given different amounts. People have given $25. People have given $2,500. And you know what? When you put it all together, it all makes a lot of money. Our goal is to raise at least $75,000 and then to distribute that immediately this month and next month to nonprofits that have the most immediate need.
And are you seeing that primarily in hunger and homelessness?
We see it everywhere. But we identified that as the need that could not be go without being addressed right now. What we see is we see that nonprofits are needing help more than ever before. We did a convening back in mid-February for nonprofits, which outlined the possibilities for them from everything from collaborations to partnerships to outright mergers. Because nationwide, the experts say that there will be 100,000 to 200,000 nonprofits that will shut their doors this
wow.
year.
And merging to when you have two or more organizations that have very similar missions, you can keep them all alive.
Exactly, and there are a lot of economies of scale, as you know. I mean,
right.
you can share office space, you can share some staff, you can share front office staff, equipment, and still get your mission done. If your mission is educating children, or your mission is providing health care, or your mission is feeding the hungry, that you can come together and do that.
And maybe even learn things from each other that you wouldn't have learned if they were always separate and competing for the same funds.
Learn a lot. We learned something very interesting from this convening, and that is that executive directors of nonprofits who are new to Santa Fe were much more willing and interested in looking at mergers.
Really?
Yes.
And so it's sort of like if you've been here for longer, the territorial walls are a little thicker.
I think, don't you?
I guess.
I think that's probably what happens, but we have actually four sets of organizations that came out of this that want to explore some possibilities. So we consider that a really huge success.
We're talking to Billy Blair, president of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. So what else do you want to let people know about the foundation and about how they can be involved? Certainly they can contribute their $75.
Well, it would be great if people who get this email will not just forward it on to five people, that chain letter, but to as many people as they know. Because, you know, this is the same way the empty stocking fund is built in at Christmas time. That's a six-week campaign. People's names are published in the newspaper. This year we raised almost $300,000. We would aspire to do this for the community of CARE, because the need is so great right now for hunger and homelessness and those basic causes. We also do many other things. As you know, we've talked about it before, we have workshops for nonprofits to help nonprofits learn to keep their books better, have their boards perform better, learn to do marketing, learn how to get on your show. Do they bombard you with requests all the time?
No, they just call. That's all.
They just call? How would you rather people get in touch with you, by phone?
Phone or email. There's a kind of randomness to the whole thing, which seems to work in the long run. But
right. Do people ever stop you on the street or in the grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have Robert Knott on the air with you?
Oh, yes, every Friday.
How can you stand it?
I adore him.
No, I do too. I used to work with Robert. And in fact, I hired Robert in Santa Fe. I was the first person to hire him in Santa Fe.
There we have
it. So you can blame me.
We blame you, or we're grateful for you. Grateful that you did it. Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you very much for being on with us. Billy Blair, the president of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. And people can reach you at santafecf.org. And is there a telephone number?
988-9715.
Thank you so much for being with us, and please come back again soon.
Thanks a lot.